This is Casey with customer service returning your phone call. How may I assist you today?
Yes, I made an order and paid for my items, and you guys is charging me an extra $67 for some kind of items on my Insight card.
Okay, ma'am, can I please have a first and last name?
Denise Morgan.
Okay, ma'am. I have several accounts with that name to make sure I am in the correct account. Could you please verify your address for me?
901 Sarah Court, apartment 52, Vacaville.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Please bear with me. My computer is running slow today, so it is taking a little while for it to load everything up.
Okay. Yeah, those items was paid for, and they're charging me $67. And I'd like to know for what? An extra $67? That don't make sense.
Yes, ma'am, I completely understand. What did you order the first time?
I don't know. It's been some time ago.
Oh.
I forgot.
See.
It's been some time ago, and I forgot what I ordered, but I know that I paid for them with my Insight card, and it said, thank you after the payment, and now they're charging me, out of nowhere, $67.32 for what?
Okay,
final
ma'am.
It says Final Express, GADGETRET.
Yes, ma'am. Do you remember on the 16th of this month where you thought you were going to pay $7.95 for shipping and handling and get a KitchenAid KitchenAid mixer?
Right. And it was on sale or something like that.
No, ma'am. What it was is the reason you paid the $7.95 is that gave you 20 entries into the contest to win the KitchenAid mixer. It states in the terms and conditions, whenever you put your credit card or bank card information in, that if you did not win off of the $7.95, which only give you 20 entries, that the next time they had the same sweepstakes for the KitchenAid mix set, because you did not cancel, they put your name in it, but instead of it being $7.95, it goes to $67.32. And what the jump in price does is instead of 20 little times your name goes into the contest, you go from 1 in 1,000 people to 1 in 500. If you don't win off of that and they have the contest again, and this is not every month, they can have the contest like 3 or 4 times a day.
Okay, so I had that's a misunderstanding. I sure didn't understand that.
Yes,
I thought it was some kind of special sale, so I jumped at it, not knowing that I was supposed to go on an entry, some kind of
a sweepstakes entry, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, sweepstakes. That's I don't want no sweepstakes.
Okay.
So I want to cancel that. Can I get that canceled?
Yes, ma'am, I can cancel that for you. And that $67 never went on your card. It was declined. I don't know if it was declined by you or by your bank, but they didn't let it go through. So the only thing that happened was the $7.95, but I can go ahead and cancel the account out.
Okay. All right. It was by the bank because I'm looking at it now, and it was declined by the bank. So I thought that was some kind of sale. I didn't know I was entering into some sweepstakes. So
yes,
I got to be careful. I got to be careful how I read things. I just jumped at it.
Yes, ma'am.
I said, oh, my God, I can't believe it. Let me get this. And I paid $7.95 for it.
That's what most people do. They're not that they're like you, they excited, oh my God, I can't believe I get an iPad, or, you know, a KitchenAid, or, you know, right, an iPhone. You really and think so you're going to get an iPhone for $6?
Well, I thought I was going to get me a KitchenAid $7.95. That was a shocker.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
I jumped at it.
I bet you did, considering that KitchenAid set's about $400 by itself.
Right. I was excited about that. And so, I'm sorry, I didn't even read. I don't know what. I just looked at the price and looked at that beautiful red cake mixer.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have a cake mixer, so I was pretty excited about that. And matter of fact, I was running to the mailbox every day to look for it.
Yes, ma'am, but that's what it was. It wasn't that you were going to pay that and get the KitchenAid mixer. It's that they entered you into a sweepstakes to try and win the KitchenAid mixer.
Right. So I called three or four people and says, my mixer is on the way, and I'm going to be baking cakes for you guys for Christmas.
Oh, Lord, they're going to be upset. Now they're going to come to your house and don't have any cakes.
Because I don't have a cake mixer, and I don't want to have to beat cakes on my hand with my bare hand. So I got to call my friends and let them know I'm sorry, it was a misunderstanding.
Yeah, I'm sorry, y'all ain't getting no cake today.
Yeah.
Okay, ma'am. I'm almost done on my end. You are going to need a pen and paper.
Okay.
So you can write down the cancellation number. I'm not quite there yet. I'm going into everything on the account and making sure that it is completely canceled.
Okay.
All right, yes, ma'am. Are you ready for that cancellation number?
Yes.
It's going to be C as in Charlie.
Uh-huh.
263.
263.
437.
437.
697.
697.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Is there anything else I can help you with, ma'am?
That's it, and happy holidays, Merry Christmas.
Happy holiday to you as well, and Merry Christmas. Y'all stay safe.
Okay, thank you. You too, ma'am.
You're so welcome. You have a great day. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.